This is a pulse oximeter. It's a kind you use in hospital, and we've adapted this. It comes with a very specialized circuit that analyzes the amount of light being absorbed and reflected in your finger, and that changes every time your blood whooshes through the tip of your finger.
Will it hurt?
It won't hurt at all. So there's no nasty surprises in this artwork.
Okay.
So just put that on your finger and rest that down on the table. Great. So now we're going to start hearing the sound of your heartbeat. That's it. And we're listening to a soundscape that I've designed with Gail Priest. There we go. So usually in the gallery, people are hearing this through headphones. It's a very private, intimate experience, and I've got two headphones so you can listen with your friend. But essentially you're exploring this state inside your body and some feelings and how they can shift the sounds.
You mentioned you were working with a soundscape, so this isn't just the sound of my heartbeat?
Not at all, no. So we're just getting data from changes in your heart rate as it's increasing and decreasing, and we're using those increases and decreases to modulate soundscapes, so the frequencies of the sounds and mixing between different samples. So it's like a big mixing desk that's being controlled by data about changes in your heart rhythm.
Okay.
Hmm.
So is my heart going fast or slow?
You can hear it beating there. It's quite slow by the sounds of it, and it's got quite a lot of variation we can hear in that beat. We're analysing the last 127 heartbeats, and every time there's a heartbeat, we kind of move that forward along. So looking backwards in time for these changes. So it's a very slow interaction. And if we go up here, we'll start to see some patterns soon. We're measuring... I want to see here. Yeah, so in a moment, when it's got 127 beats, we'll start to see these patterns. And these patterns are what is going to be controlling the sound. So scientifically, we're doing a spectrum analysis of changes in heart rate. And we're looking for what's called a resonance, where instead of being a complicated waveform, it becomes very simple, a simple waveform, like going up and down very rhythmically. And that's usually in time of your breathing. So we find in many forms of meditation, breath normally falls down to around 6 breaths per minute.
I am finding that this is kind of making me think a lot more about my breath and like actively, like, is it going too fast? Is it going too slow?
Yeah. I think that's a really interesting phenomena with technology and medical technologies in particular. We're used to being kind of judged and assessed, and I think that's a challenge for artists working with this technology around how to support people to have other ways of experiencing that technology. So this is really not so much about being diagnosed, but just to experience your body and to explore your body, not in such a medicalized way. What we're seeing on the screen here, we can see these patterns, and there's these bands of activity, and this is a very low frequency changes, low frequency and high frequency. And what we're going to do is see if we can shift that towards low frequency. So what I want to just check is...
Does that mean affecting my actual heartbeat?
Yeah, you're going to influence your heart rate with these changes.
So the sound is based off my heartbeat, but then the sound can also be used to change my heartbeat.
Yeah, exactly.
So crazy.
Yes, it's a feedback loop. So let's just see if we can... I want to bring these other sounds in.
Is that like a digital sampler or something
that
you're using there?
Yeah, I put my own samplers in here. The sounds like we're wearing the sounds on the changes in our nervous system. And I was interested with Gail to experiment with quite dark, almost abrasive, edgy colours, but wearing them on a relaxed state. And so what is it like to... feel through these sounds in this state? And now exhale for me again, just blowing out through your lips. So the sounds are swelling and rising and falling gently, whether your inhalation and exhalation. And as your breathing slows down, that rise and fall, changes in the heart rate, becomes more pronounced.
So if I breathe quickly, it should speed up?
Yeah, but it's what we're trying to explore is not so much whether it's fast or slow, but this very specific quality of this, when you're imagining this feeling of compassion or warmth and connection, and combining that with the slow breathing, it produces what we call a resonance in the heart rate. So that can take a while to find. See how we go. It's how you're going to hear one of those little musical note. So just try that again.
So it is not only picking up on my heartbeat, but also my breath.
The breath will influence the heart rate. That's the really interesting thing. That's quite beautiful about this interaction. So our breathing alters our heart rate. When we breathe in, it releases the brake on our heart rate, and our heart rate speeds up a little bit. And as we breathe out, it's putting a bit of pressure on the vagus nerve, which is like the brake on your heart rate. And so that slows it down. And that's the main way we're manipulating the work, in addition to letting these emotional states enter into us, or kind of eliciting these states of connection. What I can do is, if I pause this and I'll just switch over to a pre-recording state that I've measured before, and I can play you these changes, yeah?
Give it to me straight, Doc. Am I too stressed or too calm?
I think it's just a bit tricky in this situation with the interview for you to kind of enter into this space, but hopefully when you go back into the gallery later on, you'll have that opportunity.
I do feel like I'm the one being interviewed right now.
That's
like
it.
A lie detector.
Okay, so what we're loading up now is a recording of someone doing some meditation. And we're listening to changes in their heart rate and how that's being influenced by their meditative state and by their breathing. So, and as we get closer into this meditative state, we start to hear...
Like chimes?
Yeah, that's it. So there's... I invited Gail and James to create these kind of contrasting sonic states. And as you shift towards this quiet space, we kind of morph towards this gentler space. So as they're becoming entering into this state of what we call resonance or coherence in the heart rate pattern, these changes are coming through. So let's just look up at that graph there again. And it's all around that peak there.
So how do you describe being in that zone?
I've written some very simple, plain instructions on the tables where people sit, and I'm inviting them to imagine or experiment with feeling memories or sensations of love, warmth and compassion. And the image of breathing light seems to be very effective. If we imagine breathing in this feeling of love or compassion and breathing out this feeling, it seems to produce in us this very easy quality of breathing, and this particular pattern in heart rate changes.
What kind of applications does your work, this kind of work, have in health?
The mathematics and the science of this has been used in clinical practice in psychology to teach people relaxation skills. There are some popular apps that you can use on iPhones with special sensors that use the same principles, and they've used it for things like post-traumatic stress disorder, ADHD, all sorts of things where you need to kind of train your ability to shift your focus in specific ways. But for me, I'm really interested in, at a much more cultural level, around how we imagine, you know, who we can be, how we feel, how we relate to our sense of embodiment, and what it means when we build, you know, art and culture around these specialized ways of being.
Hmm. So why did you think it was important to create this exhibit?
I'm really interested in how we can use technologies in a contemplative way. So not just as distraction, but a way as of focusing and just exploring the different things we can focus on. So it tends to be very externally oriented with a lot of technology. And I'm interested in how we can use this technology to focus inwards. So it's a kind of assisted meditation, or a meditation for people who don't meditate in some ways. And that's been a real core of a lot of my work over the past 15 years, is creating these spaces where people can pay attention to changes happening inside themselves through the sounds and the visuals I create that are being changed by those changes in our body.
And how does the sound affect our heart rate and our breath, like you said?
I've always been interested in traditional art, how traditional art influences us at that level as well. So we can look at lots of religious paintings, and they have a certain sort of symmetry to them and a certain order. But especially in music and performing arts, many forms of devotional practice, like singing and chanting, they all have a kind of rhythm to them that is often has this 6 breaths per minute kind of 10-second, which is naturally bringing out this slower rate of breathing and all the benefits that can come from when you enter into that kind of rhythm.
And what are the benefits that can come from entering into that rhythm?
What's happening in this particular form of biofeedback is it's giving your heart and breath system a kind of a workout in terms of how the blood pressure and the heart rate is changing. But the main benefits that I'm interested in is our ability to learn to influence and compare and contrast different states of nervous arousal, from stress and anxiety and excitement to relaxation. And so if you can learn to voluntarily manipulate those states to be relaxed and then say, now I'm going to intentionally shift towards a more aroused or excited or stressed state, and then shift it back, you're getting some insights in how to regulate the quality of your attention. I never say it's good to always be relaxed. It's always about a choice about what's appropriate. And this work is really about a very kind of subtle exploration of what it means when we have that choice, what that opens up for us.